I'm very grateful to be able to walk with all of us hand in hand into the beginning of this new decade. I was thinking this morning, we always call it the beginning of the new year, not the occurrence of the new year. We call it the beginning of the new year because we know that the reality that we walk into is not a one-time event, but something that's going to unfold before us as time goes on. We just finished, of course, the conclusion of 2019. For some of us, the best year of our life. For some of us, the worst year of our life. For most of us, probably somewhere in between. But at the beginning of the new year, on this octave day of Christmas, God gives us just a beautiful reminder, firstly, of the way that He unfolds in our lives, which is precisely that way, not as a one-time occurrence. When God wants to do something, God doesn't want to do something simply for the sake of that moment, but God always has an eternal view and plan, and just as he unfolds himself throughout human history, so his graces unfold in our lives throughout our human histories. So we come to this first day of the new year hoping for we'll say a greater appreciation or a renewed memory of God's action and the way that God's action works. And we pray by faith, right, a deeper expectation for that. We all know that God works through every moment and every time, and God never leaves. But in a preeminent way, our own mother in faith, Blessed Mary, she knew this above all others. Of all the people in the history of the world, she was the only one that was with Jesus during his whole earthly life. She was the one that stood by him from the very first moment through his passion and death. The Gospels don't state this, but it's a long-standing tradition that she was the first one that received his appearance at his resurrection. And she was the one that saw him through to his raising up back to heaven, his ascension back to his Father, and of course was with the church on the day of Pentecost and there beyond for another several years. Mary knew beyond all things that God is always doing a new beginning and that God's beginnings happen in every single present moment. It's extraordinary just to consider as well how God decided to do this in her most specifically. Because is it not true, just to think how wild it is to think about this, that there is no, in my mind, no more extraordinary creaturely material in the whole universe than the body of a woman. Humans in general are the only creatures that God gave to co-create with him in the way that he creates, according to his own image and likeness. Not even the angels can create more angels. But God, in his wisdom, gives human beings the power to co-create with him in a way that changes eternity. We know this, because what comes about from the fruitful union of a man and a woman is an immortal soul that will never go away, that will always be here. And there is, though it will say it takes two to tango, of course, nonetheless, it's the body of the woman. It's the body of the woman that has the sole power to create the body of an immortal being. Oh. In our broken world, then, it's absolutely no surprise that the body of the woman is the most exploited, sinned against, material, creaturely thing out there. Because it's so sacred. In fact, it's the pinnacle of, right, the creaturely sacred, at least in the visible way. Because of its unmatched power. And in a Blessed Mother, what takes this to such, right, that we don't even understand how mind-blowing this level is, right? That is through the creaturely body, right, the body of our Blessed Mother Mary, that the divine life was given a human life so that through the same Blessed Mother Mary, our human lives would receive the divine life. This is precisely why we say that every grace that God gives comes to us through Mary. Every grace in God's wisdom that God throws down onto the universe, God does so through the means that he chose. Because he chose one among us to bring the fullness of grace to us. And that's a marvelous thing. So don't we all get to participate in a share of our Blessed Mother's grace, our Blessed Mother's glory that God wanted to bestow on her? Not simply for her, but for each one of us. When God created Mary, he had you in mind, and he had me in mind. Maybe ponder on that. Why would that be? You know, it's part of as well, like we'll say the pious Christian tradition, that although this isn't part of the biblical story, but the plan that God had to make himself one with his own creatures was the very reason that Lucifer fell from heaven, because Lucifer couldn't abide the fact that God would humble himself so low, and that God would humble himself so low, most especially through a woman that he had chosen by his own wisdom, which is why Satan, through scriptures, makes war with the woman and the woman's children, and that would be you and I. Thankfully, part of the grace that God gave to Mary was to be utterly, utterly victorious, because she knew at every moment of her existence that she was always loved. It's probably one of the things that we'll say separates her from each of us, because we're a little bit different in that way. All of us, sooner or later, at different times in our lives, struggle with that very question, which is, am I loved? Do I know myself to be loved? Do I know myself to be known by another? Do I know myself to be accepted as I am by that other? Do I know myself to be served and exalted by that other? We struggle with that question sooner or later, in big ways or in small ways. We all go through it. Most of us went, well, there's a lot of places in life we go through that. You don't need me to tell you when that happens. We all know. But I would just say, you know, like in our Blessed Mother, that never happened. She knew at every moment she was loved. She never doubted for an instant at any time. And so she is the one that opens for us. She clues us in to that very thing that she already knows, which is to help us to see what it means at the beginning of a year to know how God unfolds himself as the beginning unfolds itself into something always ever greater and ever new. She knows more than any other how God is capable of doing that. And so part of her plan for us is to open our hearts and open our minds to the very same thing that she already, right, that she sees in herself. And we celebrate that. We celebrate that today. Thank God for our Blessed Mother. Thank God that he has chosen one of us to bless all of us, so that in our turn, each one of us can also bless all of us. On this day, we remember most especially that the fullness of grace who came to her also comes through her to each one of us. And so it's beautiful to rededicate ourselves to the honor of the woman who is your mother and my mother, and to ask that Jesus would keep her close to us so that we would have, right, the special intercession and protection of her, who at every moment wants to pour out God's blessings upon us through her prayers, and to the extent that we open our hearts to that, right, then to that extent are we able to receive it. So whatever you did today, at least once, if you haven't done it already, before you go to bed, say a prayer today, very specifically thanking God for Mary, and praying as earnestly as you can that God's grace would protect you, especially through her this year, so that as it unfolds in you in 2020, in this new decade, we may be open to receive every single blessing that God is ready to give.